pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'd welcome you all to the Board of Supervisors meeting this December 5th, 2023. Do we have any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
Okay, meet with department heads and elected officials. Krista Pogemiller, Health Department.
Good morning, we're just keeping busy, I have nothing new to report.
Lisa Schaefer.
Again, controlled chaos, that's the nature of our office.
All right, that's the nature. Rodney Bleesner, Maintenance.
Good morning, really nothing new to report this morning.
Shannon Prado, Emergency Management.
As we all know, it was icy this morning, so please make sure that we're mindful in the next coming few months that there could be ice on the road. If there's no snow, it could be icy. So give yourself some extra time.
Tom likes the ice. Ken Heinemann, Mental Health Agency of Southeast Iowa.
Yeah, just one thing to mention. On Wednesday, tomorrow, the MHDS Commission will be reviewing our new management plan for the Mahaseas region. So we're just anxious to get that approved, hopefully. So that's it.
Okay. Natalie Steffner, Recorder's Office.
Good morning. Just a reminder that all highway vehicles and snowmobile registrations do expire December 31st. So you want to get those renewed before then to avoid a penalty. Other than that, just business as usual.
Kevin Glendinning, County Sheriff.
We've got the Shop with a Cop this Saturday, so you'll probably see a parade of vehicles if you're out and about on Saturday. A lot of law enforcement vehicles, all the area law enforcement. Burlington, West Burlington, State Patrol, the Sheriff's Office, everybody's involved. And we get together and take some of our area youth and hang out for a while and go shopping. It's a great event. And there's a parade of law enforcement vehicles that'll head out towards Walmart probably around 11 noon, I think, is when we usually head that way. Other than that, we've got 97 out of the jail, 20 are out of county, and that includes one juvenile, and 6 were in intake this morning, so that kind of moved our number up.
How many out of county?
20. 19 adults.
Okay. How many in intake?
6 were in intake.
We're busy last night.
Yeah.
What's that, yesterday, Monday? All right.
Start of the week.
Okay. Colin Gerst, IT.
Just keeping busy like always. Nothing new to report.
Okay. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. So last week we had the ribbon cutting ceremony for that 19 acres. We added to the Hickory Bend, despite it being cold, chilly, kind of rainy. We had like 30 people show up, so good turnout for that. You know, everybody's like, oh, it's a terrible day to cut a ribbon. Well, it's public hunting ground. That was kind of hunting weather, so it's kind of what you'd expect for December. So that was pretty cool. It's nice to have that done. And this week, we've got a board meeting tomorrow. We've got a lot on the agenda. Expect a long one to go over there. And then the staff and I will be getting together on Thursday for our annual kind of strategic planning staff meeting, kind of setting the priorities and the goals for 2024. Nature Center staff has a few openings left for winter camp, which is right after Christmas, for 7 to 9 year olds. If anybody wants to get the kids in that, get a hold of the Nature Center. The registration is actually online. You can find that on our Starscape Facebook page. And then we did get the cross country skis out. We do rent cross country skis at the Nature Center for those times where we do get snow enough to actually go out and ski. You can rent that from the Nature Center. Well, do that fun activity. I think that's about it for this week.
When did you? How long have you been doing the cross country skis?
Forever.
Really?
Yeah, as long as I've been around. Prior. Well before that, actually. Some of the I'm pretty sure some of the skis we have are significantly older than I am.
Well, I don't like the sweat. That'd be a good afternoon.
All right.
Yeah.
I can find a better way to build up.
Work on the New Year's fitness goals.
That's really fun.
Maybe the board member should go give it a try. And report back.
It's been decades ago.
I'll sit back.
I'm serious about working up a sweat.
Have you got anybody for replacement sending letters in yet?
We got any letters sent in yet, sir?
I have not received any.
So I know we have at least two that said they're going to. So. So you know how that goes. That everybody always do it at the very last minute.
Everybody's good? Who did I miss out there? Rodney Bleasner, did I get you?
Yeah.
Jared. Okay. Jared Lassiter. Land use.
I actually do have a couple of things here I wanted to mention. First off, not specific to land use, but anybody has anything going on this Thursday afternoon, CERPC, our Regional Planning Commission, is 50 years old this year. We're having a 50-year anniversary celebration open house at our office 3:30 p.m. This Thursday afternoon. So if you want to stop by for a little bit and chat about stuff, we'll have some we'll have plenty of stuff to, for you to look over and tour the offices if you'd like. But yeah, we're excited about reaching that milestone and celebrating all we've been able to accomplish over the years and looking forward to what we're able to do in the future. So that's for
Is that a new nickname? I don't believe I've ever heard CERPC before.
Mike Norris, my boss, likes to use that as a way of pronouncing it out, but it's S-E-I-R-P-C if you're just spelling out the letter. So either way works.
Tell Norris to cut it out.
So you having snacks there, or we're just
yeah, there's hors d'oeuvres and
alcohol
treats. Non-alcoholic. It specifically says non-alcoholic on there.
It's worth the shot.
Yeah. Or a couple shots. Anyways,
I one other thing I wanted to mention here also. So we have one item on the agenda for reappointment to the Board of Adjustment. We're fortunate enough we have a member that's interested in serving another term. And on our other zoning board, the Zoning Commission, that one we have one member who is interested in resigning, but they are thankfully they're okay with staying on as we look to find a replacement first. So since it's always been a bit of a challenge finding people that, since our preference is within 2 miles of Burlington, an unincorporated area, we wanted to put out an announcement. A formal announcement here, just to get the word out and maybe get some folks that might be interested that we otherwise wouldn't be aware of to reach out to. So I have a little announcement here. I will send that out in an email to county staff later today. But I just have copies here. If you want to mention that our preferences are because the previous. Person that would be resigning is in the south part of the 2 mile area, just south of Burlington. We'd prefer to have someone that also lives in that south area, and we'd also prefer a female candidate in order to have some gender balance on the board overall. So yeah, just wanted to put that out there. If you're pass this on to anybody you think might be interested that would meet those qualifications, or if you have any recommendations, let us know anytime. No immediate rush. Again, the member that's would be replaced, he's willing to stay on for at least a few more months while we do that search. So anytime within the next couple months, we would be fine. So I just wanted to put that out there. That's all I have for today.
All right. Well, thank you, Jared. Sarah Marie, auditor.
Good morning. Office is busy, just getting things wrapped up still from the election and working on just payroll, holiday stuff. We are collecting for the food pantries. They are specifically asking for peanut butter, jelly, chunky soups, and granola bars. So we'll be collecting for that through the 18th, and then we'll deliver on the 19th. We also have added a sign to the tree out here for hats and mittens to donate to local children as well. And we'll take that through the 18th as well. But other than that, just business as usual.
And I just want to encourage everybody to get on that food pantry. We really had good participation last time. We'd like to see just as much this time. So if you've been blessed, bring something in so we don't look bad down here in Des Moines County. All right. Okay, moving on. To Brian Carter, County Roads.
Good morning. I was hoping to have the cover sheets of the two ARPA bridges for you guys to sign, but they didn't come in the mail yesterday, so I have them on PDF, but the problem is that I need the originals for the cover sheets for you guys. So I will probably be giving you guys a call, I'm guessing Wednesday. I don't think I'm gone Thursday. So Wednesday or Friday, I plan on giving you guys a call and tracking you down. So if you get a call from me, that's what I'm doing. So be looking for that because I need to get your signatures. We want to get them in the mail this week. Next week is board meeting Tuesday, and then I have my annual conference for the rest of the week. So next week's pretty full already. So just so you know, those will be going out, which is a good thing. They don't bid till January, but we'll get them out there in front of contractors and get them advertised on the DOT website. So other than that, still working on a lot of stuff in the office. The guys did run out this morning. It was kind of a strange deal. It was still 36 degrees at 3:30 this morning, but then the temperature dropped, and Jim and I were talking, and it got slick. It was spotty slick. Even when I came in Beaverdale, the pavement towards the gravel portion wasn't slick at all. It was just wet, and then I got closer to Burlington, and it was slick enough that you need to pay attention. So it caught some people off guard, and we did some guys out at 7, threw some material out, but it was just bad timing. Just one of those things where by the time you respond to people who are already heading to work or whatever it was. So, otherwise, just moving along. We did finally get one of our tandem trucks in that we had on order. So I don't remember how long that's been, but it's been a long while since that was actually originally ordered. So eventually equipment does trickle along and come in. So, but that's what's going on. We did hear from the company that's going to do the rebuild on our cats. They are starting to get equipment in, so our parts in. So once they have all the parts, they refuse the schedule until they have every part. And that way they can hit that 9-week window we talked about. So that's once we get all that scheduled, I'll kind of let you guys know just so you have a heads up about that. But that is coming along, and I'll take it from there.
Brian, you said they come and pick them up.
I believe they do. I probably have to double check that detail, to be honest with you, Jim, because it's been a while since I sat down with them. But I believe they do. I believe they come and get them, take them down, and then bring them back once they're done. And it's a 9-week window. I think the only thing we have to figure out is if we're willing to part with one of them during the winter time, because they want it during the winter because nobody wants to part with their motor graders in the winter. But we happen to have a spare. So if we want to gamble a little bit, maybe late winter, we may part with one to fit their schedule better. But we're going to do it back-to-back, so we're not down two motor graders at the same time. So when we know more about their schedule and all that sort of stuff, I believe we may get to go down and take a look at things all stripped apart. And if I can kind of coordinate that, if they have enough spots, I'll see if it's possible to take you guys down. So let you guys know and all that. So obviously that schedule will be fairly... It won't be real flexible because it'll be in the middle of their work schedule, so we'll just have to see what's going on then.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, satisfied? Let's move on. Gentlemen, any correspondence?
I have none.
I have none.
I have none as well. Okay, brings us to discussion and vote. First, we have accounts payable claims in the amount of $962,413.31 in checks. $77,209.46 in wire transfer payments for the grand total of $1,039,622.77. Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. B suspension of taxes for parcel 16-06 for 80-004. Board of Supervisors, gentlemen, the homeowner of the above referenced parcel is requesting a suspension or delay of the real estate taxes for his property located at 1006 Hageman Avenue, Burlington. Pursuant to Iowa Code Section 427.9, a copy of the notice of decision from the Iowa Department of Human Services dated 11/7/23 is on file in the treasurer's office. Attached is a copy of the current tax statement. Deborah Bellbord, deputy treasurer. Can I get a
motion to approve? And just to remind everybody, it's a suspension. When that taxpayer becomes eligible to pay or able to pay those taxes, or when that property is transferred, those taxes are due, but the Department of Human Services has allowed her to suspend, that individual to suspend those taxes.
Second. So they meet the qualifications. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. C is a resolution 2023-45 for setting time and date for the FY24 budget amendment hearing. Be it resolved, the Board of Supervisors hereby fixes the time and place for a public hearing on FY24 budget amendment for Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024 at 9 a.m. in the boardroom at the Des Moines County Courthouse. The Des Moines County Budget Director is hereby directed to publish and notice the estimated summary as required by law. This resolution will take effect immediately. Approve this 5th day of December 2023. Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Next, we have 5D. It's a resolution 2023-046. It's a reappointment of John Weiberg to Des Moines County Zoning Board of Adjustment. Whereas the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors approves appointment to the Des Moines County Zoning Board of Adjustment, and whereas John Weiberg has expressed interest in continuing to serve as a member of the Board of Adjustment, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Supervisors hereby reappoints John Weiberg, 9151 Glenmark Drive, to the Des Moines County Zoning Board of Adjustment with term to expire November 30th, 2028. Approved and adopted this 5th day of September of December 2023, Des Moines County Board of Supervisors. Can I get a motion to approve John Weiberg?
So moved. Thank you very much for volunteering.
Right on.
Second the motion and the thank you.
Right on. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Did you?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, next we have two personnel actions for the county attorney's office. First one's for Danielle Cassidy. Her title is Records Legal Assistant. And it is for her 3-month probationary period is complete as of 12/11/2023. And then the next one is for Colin Koltoff, Assistant County Attorney. This is resignation effective 12/1/23. Can I get a motion to approve both, please?
So moved.
Second. Moved in second. Sarah Marie?
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
We just want to thank Colin for his 3 years of service. He actually took a job at the Story County Attorney's Office. It provided more professional and personal opportunities, as well as a much higher salary than I could ever hope to give him. So we wish him well in his future endeavors.
Add our thanks as well.
Yep.
Brings us to F, minutes for a regular meeting on November 28, 2023. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Building. They started pouring the foundations last week, and they'll finish the foundations this week, and they're preparing the slab for the base for the floor slab. I think they're finishing up the underground utilities, and with any luck, although I wouldn't bet on it, they might get to that floor slab this week. It's supposed to have a couple nice days, so they'll once that happens, there'll be progress that you can actually see.
The foundation was one of the big areas of concern about potential change orders. So if no big red flags have come up so far, then that's a really good sign for the overall budget.
Yeah, we were concerned they might hit the old school foundation when they were digging those. Weren't real sure what, so that didn't happen. That's great. And so this was about the time. As an iron worker, I always liked, because people would watch construction job and nothing would happen. I mean, they put in underground utilities and they dig trenches and they pour concrete, and as you drove by, you couldn't see anything. We'd show up, put a few pieces of steel in the air, and the owner says, "Finally, you assholes are finally doing something. It's finally happening." So anyway, yeah, shortly things will be going that you can see. So that's a
That's kind of the way it goes with all construction, I think.
Yes. We had the two trees that were in question. One of them was too big to move, and so we're moving the small tree. And so there were two, one an ex-teacher and one an ex-student that had helped plant the tree that had reached out. And so they've scheduled that tree to be moved, I believe, Thursday at noon, so that those individuals can see the tree moved.
Oh, this week they're going to do that? Yeah, I saw the 20,000 emails that you had to send out to get that worked out. Bless your heart. All right. The Ginkgo tree is getting moved with witnesses.
Appreciate that.
I know. I should make light of that. I know the people that it means a lot to them. It means a lot to them, so it is what it is. Okay. Future agenda items? Committee reports. I had a workforce development board, and they just gave some updates on Job Quality Academy, virtual reality. But I did want to just give these. This year there was 923 services provided, 704 businesses served, 5 job fairs, and 5 hiring events. And the rapid response events were Sevier Steel Casting, LLC, Great River Health, Siemens Wind Energy, Hero BX, Lake Erie, Biofuels, LLC, Nave Family Beef, LLC, Lutheran Services, and Iowa Inc., and Utica SNF LLC. So a lot of stuff going on there. And then we also did have the winter meeting, and that was very, very interesting. And I was gonna share some things with that, but I'll just say that the one of the packets on the table was there were quarters. And they had two quarters that were facing In God We Trust, and then they had two quarters that were faced away from In God We Trust. And they said the quarters didn't change till after we got a new president. I didn't write that. I didn't say it. It was just on the table. I figured I would share it. Anybody else?
I didn't have any meetings.
James? James is satisfied. Okay. Then let's move on to public input. We would love to hear from you. If you have any input, if you have anything on your mind, we would like you to call us right now, 319-753-8203, extension 4. Again, that number is 319-753-8203, extension 4. Or you can email us now or at any time at board, B-O-A-R-D, at dmcounty.com. That's board, B-O-A-R-D, at dmcounty.com, and we will all receive that email. We'd like to hear from you, so Jim's going to set the clock at 2 minutes. And now is your time, so call us or email. And while we're waiting, is there anybody from the audience that has any questions, comments, concerns? Like that. Something on your mind, Prado?
No.
They, Brian's wondering about getting them maintainers down there. If you have to drive them down, I volunteer Bob, because he doesn't do much out to come here.
I appreciate the offer. I think we'll work it out, but it is good to know there's options.
Are you saying he's a bad driver?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I talked to Bob earlier. I said, what are you going to do after you get done writing the article? He says, I'm going to spend the rest of the afternoon making the perfect peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
No crusts. Yes, Bob?
What's a quarter?
Excuse me?
What's a quarter? I'm talking about people's things on their quarters. I don't know what a quarter is.
I'm going to get you a copy of that when this is over. It's on my desk, and I'll let you see
quarter,
that.
Two bits.
So formerly silver coin. Quarter of $1.25.
Sarah Marie, anything from the auditor?
I don't think so.
Brian Carter, anything else you want to throw out?
Lots of good stuff. I'll keep them all to myself.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Rodney, nothing in the last minute.
How are they doing on your street up front?
Holy moly.
It's coming along slowly. but they're working towards it. So they kind of quit having the Tiger Grant meetings, kind of putting them off till spring. So we don't have that first and third Wednesday meeting until springtime. So not really sure where they're at, but they're moving along slowly.
Do you know what their projected date to be finished with at least this strip?
They wanted to get at least the street done by the end of winter, so they still got to finish the east side of the intersection, and as soon as they get that done, they'll move over and do this, the west side of Main and the west side of the intersection, and then they'll be done till around March when they'll come back and do the sidewalks.
Action. Yeah, that's
we'll
the end of winter, I believe, is March 19th or something like that.
Yeah. It's all weather depending, so we'll see.
Okay.
And you're buying pizza for tomorrow night's meeting?
Certainly. You put that in my budget?
Charge it to the city of Westboro. Okay, well, that's 2 minutes, so we appreciate everybody sticking around and even listening to Brian. We do have a work session after this meeting with Greater Burlington Partnership.
I'm not positive. I'm just wondering here, you know.
Nobody's here.
They came and they weren't on the agenda. I think there was a mix-up.
This was the one where they were supposed to be here.
I'm guessing that they chose this and they showed up the wrong, and we had them give the presentation. We can wait around a few minutes, but I'm guessing that there was just a mix-up because they were here, was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Okay. Well, with an eye, we're adjourned.
Bye.
All right, thank you.